Monday the 5th of January, Tess Teves, Rabbi Yehoshua Hartman, Yaakov and Yosef, the winning combination.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Stai. Whatever, of course, we're doing today is the Hatzlacha of our brothers who are fighting now in Gaza. Hashem Baruch Hu should make sure, Be'ezra Hashem, to protect them and to watch them, and none of them should be Nizok, Mishum Surah Shehid. Okay. Rabbi Stai, it's known that initially, Reuben was supposed to have two Shvatim come out of him. But he bilbel Yisroel Aviv, which means he changed the beds of Bila and Leah, and then, and therefore, it was taken away from him, and it was given to Yosef. That's it's a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, even before Mamar Chazal. So the first two were supposed to be given to Reuben. I mean, he was supposed to get two Shvatim as a Bchor. But since he did what he did, it was taken away from him and was given to Yosef. And that's what's mentioned in this week's parasha. V'atash shnei banecha anodim lecha be'eretz Mitzrayim. Yaakov Avinu was telling Yosef, your two children were born to you in Eretz Mitzrayim. Ad bo'i elecha Mitzrayimah. Till I came to Mitzrayim. Lihem, they're mine. Ephraim and Menashe, ki Reuven v'Shimon yuli. Ephraim and Menashe will become Shvatim like Reuven and Shimon are Shvatim. Now, if Yaakovina would have just said, Yosef, you're getting two Shvatim, it would have been very understood. But he's adding also a timetable. He's saying the first two sons that you'll have that were born prior to my arrival to Mitzrayim. And Rashi adds, and what do you mean prior? Kulamal shenoldu, meaning that they were born mishaparash to the many at Shabbat Yisrael, that they were born from the time that you were separated from me till I came to you. Meaning they had to be born in those 22 years. In those 22 years, from Yosef's age, from the age of 17 to 39, that's when they had to be born. Clearly indicating that if they would have been born before and more Mustaba or after, if Yosef would have had a Ephraim and Manasseh when he would have been at the age of 40 or 41 or 42, they wouldn't have been Shvatim. So question number one is, Reuben didn't have that time stipulation. Reuben, his first, he wasn't away for 22 years, Reuben. He was home the whole time. So his first two sons would have been Shvatim without adding any conditions regarding time. So how come when this very same gift is being taken over from Reuben and transferred to Yosef, there's a new condition added, saying, hey, they have to be born in those 22 years. If Reuben didn't have it, why should Yosef have it? That's question number one. Question number two, what's the pshat in these 22 years? Ramis, why? Yosef, you're now the pchor, because you're the pchor of Rachel. Initially, it was supposed to be given to the pchor of Leah, but since Reuben chata, so whatever, so now it's taken away from Reuben and it's given over to Yosef. What's this? What's the understanding of stipulating, and they have to be born in those 22 years that you were separated from me? The first two will be shvatim, period. So even without asking from Reuben, what's the understanding of these 22 years? That's question number two. Question number three, really, what is the pshat that once it's taken away from Reuben, it's given over to Yosef? True, Reuben was the pchor of Leah, and now it's given over to the pchor of Rachel. But this din of kefel, that a pchor takes double, goes from the father's side. It's the pchor of the father. Nothing to do with the mother. So why, once it's taken away from Reuben, it's given to Yosef? Why? Why not? If it wants to take it to Reuben, it should be given over to Shimon. So we have, meanwhile, three questions here. Question number one, what's the understanding? Reuben didn't have this 22-year limitation. Why does Yosef have it? Question number two, what's the pshat of these 22 years? They had to be born in those 22 years. And question number three, why once it's taken away from Reuben, the recipient is Yosef? What is he? He's a pchor of Rachel, but that has nothing to do with the pchor of Yaakov. So those are the three questions. Now, another point, the only biblical figure that it says that he died twice in Chumash is Yosef. It's the last pasuk in this week's parasha. It says, "Vayomas Yosef be'mer ve'esashanim v'yichnututo v'yotzem ba'aron b'mitzrayim." He died at the age of 110. And it's actually the first pasuk in Sefer Shmos. What do you mean the first pasuk? It says Eilu Shmuyis Bnei Yisrael, going a recap of those who came down to Mitzrayim, and then it says Vayomat Yosef Bechol Echa Bechol Adol. It says that Yosef died. Did he die twice? What was it, maybe a clinical death, and then he had a real death? No. What is that? He's the only one that it says that he died twice. Avraham Avinu says he died once. Yitzchak says he died once. Yaakov it says Vayigva in this expression. It doesn't say Vayomas Bechal. Chazal say Yaakov in Loimes. Okay. Moshe, Aaron, they all, it says on them they died once. Yosef is the only one that it says on him that he died twice. What's the oimek of that? What does that mean? And Rabbi, so the last question I want to ask is, it says in the Parshas Vayishlach that when Yosef was born, so now Yaakov Avinu felt confident, and he says, now I can go back home. Yes, so again, Tzolik says so. Why? And we bring the plastic from Sefer Obadiah. So what does it say there? Vayah Beit Esav Kash, the Beit Yaakov, what does it say there? Esh, Alava, Ubeis Yosef, Beis Yaakov Esh, Beis Yosef Lahava, Ubeis Esav Kash, and they're going to burn. Meaning, Esav will burn. So Chazal was saying clearly that the relationship between Yaakov and Yosef is the relationship of a Esh to Lahava, a fire to a flame. What does that mean? And push it English. Yiddish, any language. What does it mean? What does it mean that Yaakov is a fire and Yosef is a flame? What does it mean? It's a beautiful mashal. It's a parable. And what's the nimshal? By the way, I never figured out in English, how do you say nimshal? Mashal is a parable. And nimshal? The moral. The better. There's also no word in English for, you know, to delay. Lacher. And what's the opposite? Lahagdim. How do you say in English lahagdim?
Bring forward.
Bring forward.
Advance.
I guess in English you never bring anything forward. There's no word for it. Okay. Anyway, we say, so how many questions do we have with today, Pesach HaKol? Five questions. Good. So let's make a quick recap on the questions that we have. Question number one is, Reuben didn't have this element of 22 years. His first two sons would have been Shvatim regardless when they were born. So why when Yosef gets this very same gift, a new condition is added of 22 years. Question number two, what's the pshat of the 22 years? It's not, what does it mean? And question number three, why once it's taken away from Reuben, it's given dafka to Yosef? And what was question number four? Why does it say that Yosef died twice? Nachon. And question number five, what's this relationship of Yaakov as a Esh and Yosef as a Lahava, and now they can go overcome Esav? What's the nimshal in simple English? So basically, the Rav Lubna's Hassan, the Sefer Pachad Yitzchak, says a gewaltige nekuda. Bam is a gewaltige word. He doesn't address all these points, but the last point he does address. What is the relationship of Esh and Lahava? And he says the following. Am Yisrael, we're not Stam nation. We were preconceived and pre-thought about way in advance. And like a Kodesh Baruch Hu thought of all what we need prior to our birth. Once we were born, we had all what we need to survive and to live on an eternal derech. Now, that's brought down to through the Ovis, that each Av gave Am Yisrael a very important ingredient for what it needs to go on. How do we see it? In what way? Whatever each Av was first with, whatever he was unique, that's what it's all about. So Avraham Avinu, what was he first about? He's first. You don't have to work too hard about Avraham Avinu. Tchila Legeren. That's the Midah of Chesed. Tchila Legeren. What was Yitzchak first about? What was he, the Esther? The Esther Gebona. He writes it in Yiddish. He's the first one born as a Yid. He's the first one who did a Bris Mila at the age of 8 days. That's the first one in the world was Yitzchak. Et Briti Akim et Yitzchak. So it says on the Bala term on the word Akim, Asher Kidesh Yidid Mibetan. Meaning, that's Yitzchak. He was born. Yitzchak's the only one that his name wasn't changed. Not yet. No changing. I mean, the way he started, that's all. Kimadubar. That's the Indian of Yitzchak. Okay, we'll talk about that maybe a different time. And then comes Yaakov. What was Yaakov first about? Mitasa Shlema. What does it mean? All his children are tzaddikim. Interesting. He has so many children, and they're all tzaddikim. Avraham Avinu had two children, a tzaddik and a rasha. Yitzhak had two children, a tzaddik and a rasha. If that ratio would have been kept, Yaakov Avinu should have had six tzaddikim and six rishayim. But no, all 12 are tzaddikim. What does this mean? It's a coincidence? I guess when you get married to a bunch of wives, better chinuch at home? How do we understand it? So the pshat is, this is written everywhere. The Maharal says it a few times. It's before the Maharal. What does it mean, Mitzvah Shlema? That the sieving process is over. Right? The sieving, that the biur part is over. Namely, Avraham Avinu, there's still what's called in Lashon Chazal, psalis, something which doesn't belong, and that's called the psalis of Chesed, is personified by Yishmael. Fine. Yitzhak has Din, and the psalis of Din is personified by Esav, and he's now asked to leave. And then, Yaakov Avinu, he reached what's called Psalis Nikia. There's no one who has to be asked to leave. Because the Biro process, the sifting process is over. Biro, Achal Biro, and now it's all Naki, Psalis Nikia. What's the nafkamina of this idea? It's not just some Kabbalistic idea, which it definitely is. But the idea behind it is, from Yaakov Avinu onwards, we know every Jew that's born, he comes from a place which is Kodesh Kadashim. Hai Kiduch HaTayim, it's a Tchitzonius. And then here comes the Halacha, Yisrael Afa Pishachota, Yisrael, a Jew, even if he sins, he's called a Jew. No matter, come what may. Yisrael Mumar, which means a rebellious Jew, he's a Jew. Yeah, Yisrael Mumar is a Jew, 100%. What do you say about the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Yitches, someone Arab on the top? That the Gemara says that Esav is called Yisrael Mumar. We learned not so long ago in Daf Yomi that we cannot learn Dina Yerusha from Esav, from the Gabi Goyim, because Esav is called Yisrael Mumar. And therefore he's a different kind of Goy. But Esav is called Yisrael Mumar, and he's a Goy Lemahadin. 100% Goy. From now on, a Yisrael Mumar is called a Jew. So what changed? How come Yisrael Mumar by Esav means he's a Goy, and Yisrael Mumar today means he's a Jew? The answer is Poshet. Once you come from Yaakov Avinu, you're always a Jew. There's nothing but Kedusha. That's Yaakov Avinu. Esav is a brother of Yaakov, but he didn't come from Yaakov. So therefore Esav is called a Yisrael Mumar, and that is a Goy. Yaakov Avinu is called from Yaakov Avinu onward, any Yid that will be a Yisrael Mumar, he's a Jew. Because once we know that you're coming from Yaakov Avinu, there's nothing but Kedusha. You know, it says in Pirkei Avos that the first three brachas of Shmona Esrei are parallel to the three others. So let's see, Magen Avraham is parallel to who? Let's work this one out. To Avraham, very good. And Chias Amazim is parallel to Yitzhak, and Akedah is called, and he died and came back, whatever. And Asa Kodesh, Shivu Kodesh, is parallel to Yaakov Avinu because it says Kedosh Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu is called the Kodesh. Habocha Sheva Avos. Chazal saying the most Mufchar, the most chosen Av is Yaakov. We wouldn't be allowed to say who's more, who's less, but Chazal said it. This halacha, that deep, deep down, we know that you're holy of holies, that has halachic ramifications. A, Yisro Shechot Yisraelu, and two, what we all know, the halacha of the Rambam, Nichos Gittin, right? The Rambam says over there, that if a person sometimes he has forced to give a get, so we force him. How in get, there's a halacha that you should give a berotzai. So we force him to say, I want it. Who are you fooling? You see he doesn't want it. Here comes, says the Rambam, deep, deep down, every single Jew is a Kodesh Vitar. Hi, he's screaming his head off that he doesn't want to do what the mitzvah say or chazal say. That's the Yetzirah, which is not really him. Like what it says in the Masechet Shabbos, what we said this morning, lo yebecha elzar. Right? Nechon? Lo yebecha elzar. I'm sorry. Lo yebecha elzar. And it says, well, what do you mean lo yebecha elzar? In you? She said, lo yebecha elzar. Eizu elzar shehu begufa shel adam heba oimer zi Yetzirah. The Gemara in Shabbos daf kufay. Namely, the Yetzirah comes to convince us, hey, it's you. It's not really you. The real you is deep down Ratzon Hashem. And the Yetzirah is called an outside force who's trying to mislead us. So therefore you can hit him and force him, and it's called a Geparasa. I know of a case, I'm not going to go into details, of a city in America, happened a few years ago, that there was a fellow that did not want to give a get. Russia, unfortunately, who did not want to give a get for 11 years. He just wanted to make sure, he just wanted his wife to suffer. And somehow they trapped him into a room with three dayanim, and they said, give a get. He said, oh, what? Came out three, you know, Shaquille O'Neals. Shaquille O'Neals are these Afro-American big ones, 7'4". And they said, hey man, give a get. They picked up the word get. Give a get. And he said, I don't want it. I deserve that. And then he kept the get. The next day he went to the police to complain about the dayanim. There were no proofs, no whatever. They got out of it. It's called get kosher. Deep down, he wants it. He wants it for 11 years. He said no. They mamish beat him up, so he said yes. The next morning, he went to the police to complain. It's a get the mahadrin. Why? Deep down, he wants it. How do you know? Because he comes from Yaakov Avinu. And once he comes from Yaakov, there's no alternative. But, Rotzen Hashem. That's what it means that Yaakov Avinu has all his children tzaddikim. Now, why is this so essential? Because how? Just imagine if we wouldn't have had this halacha of Yisrael Shechata Yisrael, there wouldn't have been a kiyum for Am Yisrael. If chas v'shalom, the halacha would be that if a person's mechal Shabbos three times, he's a goy. If chas v'shalom, that would have been the halacha. How many years would have been today? How many? We wouldn't have had a Baal Tshuva movement. Anybody wants to come back, we'd have to convert. We wouldn't have had it. This condition, this what Yaakov Avinu gave us, that no matter what, you are as a Jew, is one of the pillars of our eternity of our Nesach. That's what's called Nesach Yisrael. We don't say Nesach Avram. We don't say Nesach Yitzchak. We say Nesach Yisrael. Yisrael has to do with Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is the one who gave us this injection that what we need to survive and to go on. Al derech haNesach, Yaakov Avinu Lemes comes from the fact that Am Yisrael Lemes. This we got from Yaakov Avinu, because Yaakov Avinu makes sure that once you're born a Jew, there's no way out. And even if a person's chayte, he could just decide on the spot, I'm making tshuva, and he's back. With no mikveh, no tefillah, garnished. Okay, that's halacha. However, here comes the problem though. There's a major loophole left open that Yaakov Avinu doesn't care of. Namely, hey, Nachinami, once you're born a Jew, you're going to remain a Jew. And all chataim in the world will not be able to delete the fact that you're a Yid. But who says you'll be born a Jew? Since the halacha is haba al nochris, vlada kamoisa, since the halacha is that mixed marriages, if someone gets married to a non-Jewish woman, the children are not Jewish. So theoretically, chas v'shalom, there's no guarantee that Am Yisrael will have. Yaakov Avinu's whole job is to make sure that to guarantee our nitzchias, to guarantee our eternity by saying that no matter what, you're going to remain Jewish. That's very nice, but who says you're going to be born Jewish? Who says assimilation, chas v'shalom, won't wipe us out? We need a guarantee against that as well. If not, you didn't finish your job. Here comes Yosef. Yosef, it could be called the first unassimilated Jew. Yosef was in Mitzrayim all by himself for 22 years, from the age of 17 to the age of 39. Could you imagine? All by yourself? All by yourself. And he, Oymed B'Tzidkoi, Rashi says in this week's Pasha, and in Pasha Shemot again, that he's Oymed B'Tzidkoi. Yosef was someone who held on to his righteousness. Didn't change. The peak of Yosef's Nisayim was with Eshes Potiphar. And since Yosef dashed out by Yimoyen, this gave Am Yisrael its what it needs, that we're going to survive assimilation as well. True, assimilation kills us and hurts us, but Am Yisrael is going to, there are always going to be Yidden in every door of the door who are going to find a way to make sure that Chas v'Shalom Am Yisrael won't be wiped out through assimilation. So here Yosef completes what Yaakov Avinu started. Yaakov Avinu did a job that guarantees our nitzchias once you're born Jewish, but who says you'll be born Jewish? Who will take what Yaakov Avinu has for the future generations? For those who weren't born yet. Here comes Yosef. And from that point of view, Yosef is a partner with Yaakov Avinu's Avos. So do we have four others? Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef? No. The Gemara says in Brachas, Ein Kurin Avos Avos Shlasha. So how do we have four? So Yaakov is a shutaf, is a branch to what Yosef is a branch to what Yaakov Avinu started. So we have three others: Avram, Yitzchak, an umbrella called Yaakov, and under that umbrella, also Yaakov comes in. By finding single-handed assimilation, especially in the story with Eshes Potiphar, so v'nigderu kol Yisrael imoy, like the Lashon of Chazal. Here you could also bring into here what Chazal said, that when he had the discern with Eshes Potiphar, and he was about to fail, but what stopped him? Nira talot musti yukna shel aviv b'chalon. He saw the Gemara Sfeita, that he saw his father's image in the window. So if you ask psychologists what does it mean, they'll tell you a guilt trip, the father image, ahim and aher. According to what we're learning today, he saw, if I'm going to be oimed in this nisayon, I'll complete what my father started. If I'll be oimed in this nisayon, I'm going to mashlim the tafkid of Yaakov Avinu. That's what it means. Nira solo dmuz shel avi b'chalon. He saw that if I'm going to be oimed in this terrible nisayon, I'll be a shutuf, a partner with what my father is trying to accomplish. That's what Yosef does. Consequently, the two of them are the ones that guarantee Am Yisrael. So then what is Yosef? Is he a Av? Or is he, before we go into that Nakuda, now it's clear what's the idea of a fire and a flame. Oh, it's Pashet. A fire, let's say Chazal Mitzvah. Esh eino sholet limerachok. A fire, here that's the father also works, a fire is local. What makes the fire go on? The flame. That's exactly the relationship of Yaakov and Yosef. Yosef takes the koyach of Yaakov to future generations. That's exactly parallel to a fire and a flame. Namely, whatever Yaakov Avinu did, that's local, once you're born Jewish. But what about the future generations? What about tomorrow? What about 100 years down the road? What about with our great-grandchildren? Who will take the koyach of Yaakov Shpetel? Here comes Yosef. So that's exactly the relationship of a fire and a flame. And now, you don't have to be afraid of assimilation. This Yosef is not anymore a threat, as it used to be before Yosef. Now we can handle Esav as well, and Kash, and we're going to miss the Shimsa about it. But what's the winning combination? Who? Yaakov, together with Yosef, is the winning combination. So now let's define, what is Yosef? An Av or a Shevet? So he has, like you're saying, you should have Tzvei Dinim. He's a little bit both. He's definitely one of the boys. Definitely, but he's also a partner to what Yaakov Avinu started. So he has a din of an Av also. He has two hats. He has a hat of an Av, and he has a hat of a Shevet. Now the Ramban says that Sefer Breishis, the Ramban in Hakdamat Shmoyis points out, that Sefer Breishis is Sefer Ha'avos, and Sefer Shmoyis is Sefer Abonim. That's what the Ramban points out. Nachon? So now it's very kishmak why it says that he died twice. Yitaka belongs to both Svan. The others that died are mentioned in Sefer Breishis. The Shvatim that are died are mentioned in Sefer Shmoyis. And Yosef that has these two halves, he is Mamash, the last Pasuk of Breishis and the first Pasuk in Shmoyis. Namely, he is a combination of both. Isn't it good to be Jewish? Yeah, good to be Jewish. Tzvei dinim. When a tzaddik dies, that means he finished his tafkid. That's what it means. That's what death means. So the tafkid of Yosef is a dual tafkid. So he made it in both chumashim. Now let's go back to Nakuda. That was question number four, and four and five we took care of. Now let's go back to the questions that we had earlier. This, you know, with Reuben. We'll start before. Maybe. So, what's the shot of the 22 years? We'll start with that. We'll go in that order. Yeah, according to what we're learning today, Ishmael. Yosef was born. When did he wear the hat of an Av? From the day that he was born? No. Up to the age of 17, he was with everybody. From the age of 39, he was again with everybody. When was he single handed fighting assimilation? When did that happen? In those 22 years that he was all alone in Mitzrayim, tells Yaakov Avinu to Yosef, in those 22 years that you are my shutaf, your children will be shvatim. Only one person in the world has shvatim. That's Yaakov. Avram Avinu doesn't have shvatim. Yitzchak doesn't have shvatim. And you know what? Shvatim don't have shvatim. You got to be a Yaakov to have shvatim. Oh, like we say in Yiddish, Yaakov Dick. You got to be a Yaakov Dick to have shvatim. Tells Yaakov Avinu to Yosef, when you were me, in that period of time, your two children will be Shvatim. But if they were born before, you're a Shevet. And Shevet Moed Shevet. If they were born after, Vayter you're a Shevet. And Vayter and Shevet Moed Shevet. But in those 22 years that you were participating in my Tafkid, then your children are going to be Shvatim. That's the Pshat, the 22 years. Now, what high by Reuben even have this? So this Reb Yonis and David, the foot in the son-in-law, told me, I'll give Val to get the hair on this Nakuda. And he said like this. Reuben is a partner with Yaakov Avinu's fatherhood by the mere fact that he was born. What do you mean? What's special about a Pachor? Why does a Pachor get double? The Meshach Chokmah points this out in Parshas Shmos. B'nei Pachor Yisrael. Why does a Pachor get double more than other brothers? Because he did another thing. He made the father into a father. Before the Pachor was born, the father was a Bachor. Who gave him the title Abba? The Pachor. Other brothers already were born to someone who's already a father. So since the Pachor gives the title Abba to his father, he gets double. So Reuben made his father Yaakov into a father. He made him a father by just being born. It's not limited to 22 years. The way he tells it to me, Rabbi Edison, I'll tell you like this. Reuben made Yaakov into a father. Yosef keeps Yaakov Avinu a father. Made him a father, keeps him a father. Because never a person could have children, chas v'shalom, if he loses them, he's always father. So if Am Yisrael chas v'shalom will be lost in assimilation, Yaakov is not a father anymore. So Reuben made him a father. Yosef, by finding assimilation single-handed, he is keeping him as a father. Here's the common denominator between Reuben and Yosef vis-a-vis being partners with Yaakov Avinu. Reuben, by the mere fact that he was born, gave Yaakov Avinu that title of, and Yosef, by the working and sweating for 22 years and making sure that he won't assimilate, he's giving his father the title, making sure that he'll be kept a father, and he won't lose his children. So here, by Reuben, of course there's no 22 years stipulation made. Why should be? He's coming from the angle that he made him into a father. Since he made him a father, he made him as a father. So whenever we have two children, even 50 years down the road, they would have been shvatim. Because it's not limited to any time. Mashiach and Yosef, that he is participating in the tafkid of Yaakov Avinu by keeping him a father, namely by making sure that his children do not assimilate him, therefore it's an Indian, it's boxed into 22 years. It's true it's the very same gift, but it's from a different angle. Reuben's angle is making him a father. Yosef's angle is keeping him a father. Keeping him a father is when he single-handed assimilation, and therefore the 22 years are a stipulation added to Yosef, which had nothing to do with Reuben. So, what do we see from what we're learning today? That Am Yisrael, we're not just stomp a nation. You know, here we are, we came, we're here in the world. There's a whole billion here. Like any good building, before you start, you have to make sure that there's a sound foundation. You can't just start building. You got to start from the ground. That's how Am Yisrael was made. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us an Avraham, and then gave us a Yitzchak, and gave us a Yaakov, and then there's still some kind of, okay, here comes Yosef, and here's the package. Now, Am Yisrael can start rolling. And that's really the you know, the Shvatim. The Shvatim are the beginning of Am Yisrael, and it's all, after everything was done in the prior, in advance, here Am Yisrael can come to the world. So we're Baruch Hashem, we're not Stam, no Lavnu Me'ashuk. We're coming from a master plan of a Kodesh Baruch Hu way before we came into the world physically, because we're a nation that we're going to be here forever. And upon the al-chamosim of all our enemies, we're here forever. Lo yazol lehem klum. There's no way they can stop this. They could inflict and bring upon us terrible pain and terrible sorrow, of course. But Am Yisrael chai v'chaim. Especially in these days that we have our brothers and our children fighting for us in Gaza, Am Yisrael chai v'chaim against the Hamas and against the Hezbollah and against all the choleros that exist in the world. Am Yisrael will live in Mitzvah Shem forever. You know why? Because we have specifically a Yaakov and a Yosef, a combination making him a father, keeping him a father, and that's what come you could say when you come to London and you see Jews, you go all over the world and you see Jews, Od Yosef Chai. Yosef, his Koyach, is still keeping us and making sure that we're going to live forever. And in Yetzah Hashem, we should call Sot Niske B'mehera B'Yameinu of all of us going back to Yerushalayim, to where we all belong, to Eretz Yisrael, B'Shavu B'Tzion B'Rina.
Amen.